You are listening to Beep is to Beep is to Beep on Awesomeville.
Beep is to beep. So, you may have noticed, this is Beep is to Beep is to Beep, and once again, not Sneak Attack. I'm sorry if you came listening for Sneak Attack, but we're still running on Fridays right now, which is kind of cool because we're on Fridays, but right now, you know, that means you're going, oh man, but I can assure you that I'll give you something. I don't really know what, but I'm giving you something. I'm continuing to try to, you know, find my own voice, lost as I am without my handlers and comrades in arms. They're Sneak Attack, Mungo and Fleeble. There's only one of me, and normally there's three. So I might run a little short tonight. We'll see. 2 hours is kind of tough. I think for one person, try an hour or so is pretty good. That's part of me, you know, trying to find my direction in life. You know, my life direction, such as that may be. I thought maybe I would, you know, try to do a little educating this time around. Tell you, a little something. Try to fill young minds out there with exciting things. We'll see how that goes. That could be cool. I'm not gonna do a readback at all. If you want to find out what a particular piece of music is, ask. Just ask me. I'm Beep. Beep at sneakattack.us. So just do that. Let me know, and I'll be glad to figure out what the heck you're talking about and tell you what you're listening to. But I don't care to read back, and I'm not really that jazzed about making a playlist, because that's just how I roll. That is how indeed that I roll. So, welcome to Beep is to Beep is to Beep, and I hope that you enjoy yourself, and I hope that you learn a little something. like, I hope we all learn a little something.
For the letter P.
I-A-M-T
P-P-O-S
Lat
T-He S-I-S
Apple
A-M-T
The apple pie.
He pro-S The S-I-C
On my lap.
M
on my
T heap roast.
Here's the sound
the S
for the letter
is
B.
I A
B
T heap roast.
B.
He S is I
by.
A M
by.
I A
cab.
M T B
cabin.
T
cabin.
Row S
and the
T
the cab
he
passed by.
S.
The cab passed by.
My cabin
pro
is big.
S.
My
the
cabin
S
is big.
C.
The
M.
Here's the sound for the letter M.
P roast.
Mm.
He S is I A. T he P roast.
My.
He S
my.
Is I A M.
Am.
E pro S thesis
camera
I am T
camera.
S E pro S
T I am taking a walk.
I am T H pro S the S
is
H T I
my camera is here.
The S
my camera is here.
Sissy am T he P C O S.
Here's the sound for the letter T.
Sissy A M T pepper S the sissy A M
E
row
top.
The sissy am T he pros he s I
that
c
and that
am n
the
d rose
boot.
The sissy
the
am T he pros he s I
where is the batter? Where is the batter?
The Hebrews E sissy empty pros.
Here's the sound for the letter D.
Sissy empty pros. Is he empty pros? Is he empty pros? I am the prosthesis. 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 I am the prosthesis.
How would you like to go through life hearing nothing more than that?
Ohm's Law can be very difficult to understand by anyone who's never had any basic understanding in electricity, but We'll assume a certain amount of knowledge just to, you know, save a little bit of time. We're going to use the water flow analogy, so, you know, don't get wet. Ohm's law is made from three mathematical equations that show the relationship between electric voltage, current, and resistance. Voltage. An analogy would be a huge water tank filled with thousands of gallons of water high on a hill. The difference between the pressure of water in the tank and the water that comes out of a pipe connected to the bottom leading to a faucet is determined by the size of the pipe and the size of the outlet of the faucet. This difference of pressure between the two can be thought of as potential voltage. Current. An analogy would be the amount of flow determined by the pressure, the voltage, of the water through the pipes leading to a faucet. This term refers to the quantity or volume or intensity of electrical flow as opposed to the voltage, which we talked about, which refers to the force or pressure causing the flow, which leaves resistance. Our resistance analogy would be the size of the pipes and the size of the faucet. The larger the pipe and the faucet, the less of resistance, the more water comes out. The smaller the pipe and faucet, the more resistance, the less water comes out. This can be thought of as resistance to the flow of the water current. All three of these, voltage, current, and resistance, directly interact with Ohm's law. Change any two of them, and you do affect the third. And that reminds me mostly of bunnies. I don't know if you've ever kept bunnies or spent a lot of time playing with bunnies, but they're very sharp creatures. I mean, they're really painful. As I guess how I would have to describe that. They hurt a lot. They're not really a cute and cuddly creature. They're bony and they're sharp edges and teeth, and they kick and they scrape, and they really don't want to be held at all. And, you know, when you're forced to do it, even at a, you know, 4-H event that you're not even a member of, and somebody else makes you because, you know, they feel you ought to be doing something with your summer other than just sitting at home playing video games, you end up with your arms just scraped, you know, up to the armpit pretty much. It's painful, really. I mean, I guess it covered the pain part, but seriously, why was that a good idea?
The ostensible purpose of my lecture demonstration, Principia Schizophonica, is to explore in some detail both the expressive or artistic and the philosophical implications of the expanding cultural predominance of communications technologies and electronic media that are rooted in and engendered by the phenomenologically violent, though technically sanitized, act of severing subjectively generated phonic materials from the natural warmth of the human glottis and casting them forth into the cold anti-nature of the disembodied speech apparatus. While the cognitive capacities for the genesis of an individuated language remain embodied in the human corpus, the speech apparatus becomes material attached, distended, dislocated, and thereby becomes available for the performative degeneration of its own post-mortem scrutiny, analysis, and subsequent
retransmission. If, as it has been stated by many others, the residual corruptions of automatic casting hold into and above all beyond the wasted electromagnetic currencies. Decapitation those who participate in the entranced and even cannibalistic complex regards to his taking the words of the
then
other
we are formally obliged
to mouth Martin Heidegger. Might one then not ask, what is for one's role? Dimension of severing subjectively generated phonic materials from the natural warmth of the human glottis and casting them forth
into the cold
and speech apparatus. While the cognitive genesis of an individuated language game remain embodied in the human corpus, the speech apparatus becomes materially detached, distended, dislocated. It is my contention
here although this detachment
is enforced through means external it is at least as significant to the detached
mind signifies from
for an even more consequential lesson in the deeply embedded discourse of existential phonocentrism. If, as it has been stated by many others,
it resulted in wasted
and headless utterances of all those who participate in the entranced and even cannibalistic fervor with regards to
more
than other
morally obliged
mouths of Martin
Heidegger,
rooted
ways
of fundamental orientation to suggest the impulse to indulge
severance
in nature
of
and consequently profoundly and inescapably auto-erotic.
This is Beepistabeepistabeep on awesomeville.us.
So, Ohm's Law was named after a Bavarian mathematician and physicist, George Ohm. It's just a trivial bit. Thanks for sticking with us so far, if you have. If you haven't, then, you know, screw you. Ohm's Law can be stated as a mathematical equations, all of which are derived from the same principle. The final equations, we're going to do, V, or voltage, is measured in volts, which is the size of the water tank. I, or amperes, which is related to pressure, voltage of water through the pipes. And R, or resistance, is measured in ohms, as related to the size of the pipes and the faucet. So we can see that V equals I times R, which is the, you know, the voltage, is the current multiplied by the resistance, or R equals V divided by I, i.e. Resistance equals voltage divided by current, or I equals V divided by R, or current equals voltage divided by resistance. If you know any two of these values of a circuit, if you're on no circuit, then you could determine the third using this law. For example, find the voltage in a circuit. If the circuit has, so say, a current of 2 amperes and a resistance of 1 ohm, you know those two, then according to Ohm's law, in the formula above, the voltage equals current multiplied by resistance, i.e. V equals 2 amperes times 1 ohm equals 2 volts. To find the current in the same circuit above, assuming we did not know it, but we know the voltage and resistance, I is 2 volts divided by the resistance, 1 ohm is 2 amperes. And the third example, we know the current, 2 amperes, and the voltage, 2 volts. What is the resistance? So we have R volts divided by the current, 2 volts divided by 2 amperes is 1 ohm. This is a whole sort of like thing you can draw. It's a circle divided, kind of like a weird peace symbol almost, with, you know, volts above, amps and ohms below, and you kind of like cover things up and stuff. It's handy. So taking care of these bunnies, I mean, it was my sister's bunny and all the other bunnies, and I had to hold them, other people pet them. And the bunnies were not real into this. They were tired, they were scared, and they wanted out, and I was the one keeping them there. So I was the enemy. I was the bunny enemy. I was their scratching post, their goal, or their jail, or their evil overlord. Yes, I was a bunny lord for a summer. Which I have to say did kind of beat parking cars for a summer, which is another thing I was volunteered for, because I was apparently it said nothing to do, so I had to stand out in the heat and sun and park people's cars for them at a county fair. Yeah, how fun is that?
Happy, happy sound you've just heard is the new Kahn Prelude organ. I'm Franklin McCormick, and I'd like to introduce you to a new dimension in fun. Instant discotheque, instant music hall, whatever your idea of a fun spot may be, that's what your living room becomes when the new Prelude is there. The Kahn Prelude isn't just another organ, but an entirely new instrument from Kahn. When you've heard and played this full-size, mini-priced organ, you'll be amazed at its wealth of playful features. And playful is the word for the Prelude. Not only is it easy to play, but its generous array of rhythm and percussion built-ins will match your wildest mood. Of course, the Prelude can be serious, too. So, no matter what your choice of music, you can play it on the Kahn Prelude. Let's take a look at some of the features that make the Prelude so much fun. Want to make dance music? Just press the button of your choice, and Kahn's new Minimatic supplies the rhythm section. Was the rumba. Now pick up your heels to a lively polka. Doesn't remember old Vienna. quality with a modern-day teen beat. Eight of the standard dance rhythms are yours to put zing into your playing, one at a time, or you can combine any number of rhythms to create countless others, like this fascinating bossa nova. The plunkety plunk of a banjo, the strum of a mandolin, or the plucking of a harpsichord. Just press the appropriate tab on Prelude's Voiced Fun Master and you have it. The touch of one tab does it, and new excitement bursts out all over. Feature of the new Prelude is Khan's guitar control, which produces the slurring effect of the Hawaiian guitar. Now then, close your eyes as we go on an imaginary trip via the guitar control to the beautiful and exotic Hawaiian Islands.
Pierret Alari, Licia Albanesa, Lucine Amara, Belen Amparin, Salvatore Baccaloni, Fedora Barbieri, Ettore Bastianini, Carlo Bergonzi, Jussi Bürling, Inga Bork, Maria Meneghini Callas, Giuseppe Campora, Enrico Caruso, Theodore Shalyapin, Fernando Corena, Lisa De La Casa, Mario Del Monaco, Giuseppe Di Stefano, Otto Edelman, Eugenio Fernandi, Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau, Kirsten Klagstadt, Nikolai Geda, Beniamino Gigli, Tito Gobi, Igor Gorin, Hilde Güden, Sena Jurinak, Flaviano Labo, Mario Lanza, Victoria de Los Angeles, Nicola Moscona, Lauritz Melchior, Janine Michaud, Zinka Milanov, Marta Myrdl, Elena Nikolaidi, Birgit Nielsen, Yarmila Novotna, Lina Paliugi, Alessio De Paulis, Ezio Pinza, Lily Pons, Rosa Ponzel, Giacinto Prandelli, Mado Robin, Nicola Rossi Lemeni, Leone Risanek, Bidu Sayao, Paul Schöffler, Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, Irmgard Seyfried, Cesare Siepi, Giulietta Simeonato, Leopold Simono, Martial Sanger, Gerard Suzai, Antonietta Stella, Risa Stevens, Rita Streich, Seth Svanholm, Ferruccio Tagliavini, Italo Tajo, Renata Tebaldi, Blanche Thiebaum, Jenny Turell, Giorgio Tozzi, Cesare Valetti, Astrid Varnai, Ramon Binai, Dorothy Warrenschold, Ljuba Velich, Wolfgang Windgassen.
Beep is to beep, 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 is to beep.
So, we're back here again to, so for an example, to find the current of a circuit, using the circle, imaginary circle, you cover the I or the amps in your brain, and then what remains is you've got the volts above the dividing line and the ohms below it. So you have, you know, right there, and you have your equation. You can do that anyone you cover. You basically just have the equation. So, you know, quick reminder here. We got volts, voltage equals current multiplied by resistance. Resistance equals voltage divided by current, and current equals voltage divided by resistance. That's it. And you can figure out any of those. And it's really sort of the fundamental bit behind electronics in general, which is handy. I never use it, really. I just plug things in and see if they explode. And if they explode, I get another one, and I plug it into something tougher. Or I get something tougher and plug it in. That's usually probably right there where I blow up my second one, is that thinking. But if you'd rather not blow things up and would rather make it work in a way that you can understand why it works, then the Ohm's Law is really kind of the way to go. And I do recommend doing it that way rather than just sort of floundering as I tend to prefer to do. But, I mean, that's fun, too. I mean, I do get a lot of enjoyment out of just blowing things up, making them explode. Boom! It's fun. You know, pop is what they do. They don't really boom. They go pop. And psss, and you let out the magic smoke, and it doesn't work anymore. That's for the old electronics joke. It's really not that funny, I guess. So I apologize, because it could be a lot funnier if I were, you know, to try. Maybe. No? You don't think so? Okay, well, you know, I tried. What can I do? I'm only one bit of driftwood, adrift, as driftwood tends to be, on the seas of fate. Hither and yon, up and down, on swells, until you get to the shore. And by swells, I of course mean, you know, people dressed way too well. They're sort of getting out there and lying in the water and saying, look at me, aren't I just damned cool? Yeah, I'm a swell, that's why. Huh. Thank you.
The clouds are heavy, the sky gets darker, and pretty soon there's going to be a storm. You like to go out to take a walk, but you don't want to take the train. Now the storm has come with thunder, and it seems the world is ending. People scatter here and there, but you're safe and well protected. If someone else is getting trapped, you're not concerned, 'cause it's not you. Weather can always come back. You know that life is made of ups and downs. You want to be safe without a worry about the others getting cold. Now the rain is really pouring, and you're home without a worry. You don't think you could be sharing
Since we are listening to guitars, how about one of the most popular guitar sounds today, the country western or steel guitar sound? Of course, the Conn Prelude has all the usual organ sounds, such as the violin, and the clarinet, and here are the beautiful flutes of the organ, played through the genuine inbuilt Leslie speaker. The most fascinating sound, the string bass. Listen. All the sounds you have heard thus far have been enhanced and enlarged by Conn's new Stage 3 Reverb. This is that soulful way-out sound that typifies today's recording. Here's the full treatment. You know, you don't have to be an accomplished player to produce any or all of the Prelude's fun effects, but after a bit of experimentation, you'll sound like one, no matter how limited your playing skill. But what if you've never played an organ? Well, the Conn Prelude is equipped with the exclusive Conn Show Chord, which lets every member of your family enjoy the organ from the very beginning. And here's how it works. Simply turn on the show chord stop, play a pedal note, and the show chord will automatically play a combination of notes to form the proper corresponding chord. In addition, indicator lights will show the chord and guide your fingers to the proper keys. For example, if you want to make a C chord, press the C pedal. And the show chord will automatically add the correct C chord. Each of these pedal notes will play a different chord. All you'll need to have fun at the organ. Listen to just a few. Doesn't that sound professional? Each of these chords was played by depressing only one pedal note. Now with these chords, you can play all kinds of music simply by adding the one-finger melody. Here's an example of what you can do with one finger and one foot using the show chord along with stage three reverb, voiced fun master, guitar control, and minimatic rhythm. Can you imagine the fun and enjoyment you and your entire family can have with a new Con Prelude and show chord? Let me make a suggestion. Read the brochure that you received with this recording. It will describe in more detail the many features that have been demonstrated. Then, stop by and see your Con organ dealer and prove to yourself how easily you can play the Con Prelude with show chord and its many other outstanding features. Your Con organ dealer will be happy to arrange for you to have this happy sound in your home tonight.
This is awesomeville.us, and you are listening to Beep is to Beep is to Beep.
You are listening to Beep is to Beep is to Beep, and not Awesomeville, because, or not, you are listening to Awesomeville, not Sneak Attack, because Sneak Attack is on Fridays right now. It's true. I checked, and it is, in fact, thoroughly true. It's sad, but, you know, I'm left here all alone. All alone. What can I do? It's very sad. So, I'm just going to spout at you for a little bit because, you know, I've pretty much covered Ohm's Law. I mean, there's really not much else there that you need to know. I mean, voltage, current, etc., resistance, voltage, you know, V equals I times R, R equals V divided by I equals V divided by R. It's really easy. You can draw this little diagram, it's a circle. Divide it in half, up and down. Top is volts. Divide the bottom in half, left and right. On the left is amps. On the right is ohms. just cover with your thumb whatever bit you don't know, and the rest is your bit of math. And then you just plug in some numbers. Use a calculator, because, you know, who does math in their head? I mean, God, why would you want to do that? That's just ugly, really. I mean, it's just difficult. I don't recommend it at all. But, you know, you can, if you're that sort, to do math in your head and not using a calculator or bits of paper or cats lined up in a row. I myself have had very little luck with the cat method. It's like new math. It's mu math. Yeah, sorry about that. So, you know, it's dark, and I can't see very well in here. And you know why? It's because I'm alone in a void. So email me at sneakattack.us, so I'll know that somebody out there knows I'm floundering in the dark and loves me. That's all I want, is to be loved. Or feared as your, you know, tyrannical mutant overlord with stainless steel fist with claws and spikes and dangly chains with little, those like charms, except instead of like a little scissors and a little dog, you'll have like a skull and like a knife, because, you know, that's much tougher, really. Because if you're gonna be in a tyrannical overlord and have a charm bracelet, it really should be something, you know, that strikes fear into the hearts of slumber parties, I guess. I'm not sure if this old charm bracelet thing is really the way I should be going. I might be barking up the wrong tree there, which I do sometimes. I mean, bark up trees. I'll find myself occasionally just at the base of a tree, just barking up it. You know, I could swear there was a squirrel, but it's never there, you know, late when you go up and look later, when you want, like, you know, prove, like, somebody's like, what are you doing? Like, there's a squirrel, and I climb up the tree, and I'm, it was right here, really, seriously, people, it was right here, I saw it. Okay, I'm coming down, I'm sorry, I'll just be quiet for the picnic, I'm sorry.
3, 2, 1... Here called Hollywood. People come here to see stars or be stars. Things can get pretty kinky here. That's when I go to work. My name's Thursday. I carry a badge. It was Friday. I was working the night watch downtown when the call came in from a popular rock nightclub. There was trouble at Madame Dong's.
Wade, bummer, dudes.
The place is packed.
What will we do?
Come on, boys. Let's get show on road.
Bomb our life patrol.
What's the trouble here, boys?
They got an oral exciter.
Oral exciter?
Sounds like a job for Vice, Marv.
No, dudes.
Our Aphex oral exciter.
Uh-huh. Aphex oral exciter. What is it?
It's the zing in my strings, man.
The zap in my traps.
Makes my synthesizer wiser.
And my voice sound way choice.
You think they can't perform without it?
Hold on. Just the facts, boys.
Let me tell the dude.
Who are you?
The sound man, Jack.
The name's Marvin. So what is this Aphex thing, anyway?
The Aphex Oral Exciter Type C is a patented analog psychoacoustic processor, which adds a natural openness, presence, and clarity to any audio signal by injecting dynamically expanded harmonic information.
Uh-huh.
Unlike an equalizer, the Aphex Oral Exciter has the unique ability to enhance or restore those portions of the audio
Space monkeys. We are almost to the end of our show. That's right. Being all alone in the void, I am only going to do about an hour, a little more than an hour. Obviously, because we're at the end. If I was doing an hour, I wouldn't be. I'd just be talking to my cat right now. Not that my cat would mind terribly. Just go, meow, meow. And I go, yeah, because, you know, it's still a little over an hour. I wonder if my cat's listening. My cat knows how to work the computer sometimes. Well, my cat knows how to break the computer. So let me know how I'm doing, because I've got no idea. I really am confused. Beep@sneakattack.us. I'll be standing by. No, I won't. I'll be running around in circles and making things and stuff. So what did we learn today? We learned a bit about audio things. We learned about Ohm's Law. I'd like to think we learned a little bit about what it means to be a cybernetic being in you know, modern United States. But I didn't really get around talking about that, so we probably didn't. Well, I did. I certainly did. Space monkeys. So as I mentioned earlier, no sneak attack tonight. That's on Fridays. It's all me. Mwahahaha. I've got Mondays for a little while anyway. And so you're stuck with me. Well, you're not. You could always just go. I mean, what? It's Monday night. What else are you going to do? Like, you know, there's like TV, but God, who wants to watch TV? There's nothing good on TV. There hasn't been anything good on TV in a really long time. I guess what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to leave you with a couple of last little bits of audio vomit to remember me by and to think about until we meet again Friday on Sneak Attack, and once again Monday. You should also listen on a Wednesday to Reactor 4 with the Oons Industrial Goodness. Lots of oons industrial goodness. I'm gonna play a couple more things. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna just so you can hear my voice one last time to get you through the week. Then I will say goodnight. I will say au revoir. I really won't say au revoir, I promise. If there's anything I will not say, it will be au revoir. That you can take that to the bank is what I'm saying right there. The bank. Space monkeys.
That may well be our only way. 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 That may
president was being used. The president was being used.
It is the people who were pushing the arms deal on him. The people who were pushing the arms deal on him. The hostages. It is the people who were pushing the arms deal on him. Pushing the arms deal on him. Who kept using the hostages. Who kept using the hostages.
Byproduct of a larger effort. Byproduct of a larger effort. But it contains a direct arms for hostages link.
And we did what we think is right. And we did what we think is right. And we did what we think is right. Think is right. Think is right.
Upon commencement of this action, upon commencement of this action, this action, this action, the first shipment of 1,000 weapons, first shipment of 1,000 weapons, upon commencement of this action, the first shipment of 1,000 weapons,
jeopardizes future investigation.
A senior
jeopardizes future investigation. According to sources,
is
an accurate reflection of all the evidence and testimony in the custody of the committee.
If the program is terminated, then the hostages will die. White House lawyers should be asked to investigate. In an unusual public statement, the White House lawyers could not be trusted. CIA today denied. He said he didn't know.
It's too risky to make any conclusions.
At least on paper, it guarantees free expression and free election.
There was an opposition march today on the road to democracy. There is some dissent.
A constitution enacted late today strengthens its current commitment to political rights.
There is some dissent allowed.
Firm control over anything that threatens their rule.
It's being played as another step on the road to democracy, to political rights.
Those newspapers remaining are government control.
There is some dissent allowed. There is some dissent allowed.
Estereo revolución.
Well, I think the thing that is most relevant, quote, the truth, quote, would be that we're going to see some real changes. And because of that, if you're not staying up to speed, very easily do we fall behind. In other words, there is an old homily. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll get more of what you've got. The truth behind that is that some things we do produce the results that we wish to achieve. The person who feels they've been in the business so long that they, quote, know the business, quote. Well, I think the real commitment is,
So the time has come. The time has come for me to leave you. I know. I'm sorry, but that time has come. I am gonna go watch a kung fu movie. A movie about kung fu. Wapa, wapish, wapa. That will be relaxing. It will be lovely. You'll see. You'll see. It will make me go ah. It'll make you go ah. And then on Friday, I'll be back. I'll be back on Friday with Sneak Attack. And on Monday, I'll be back. I'll be back all by myself. All by my lonesome. Sitting in the void. Hello, void. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Beep is to beep on awesomeville.us.